Rise early if you want to take another man's property or his life. A sleeping wolf seldom gets his meat or a sleeping warrior of victory. This is a quote from the Havamal or Words of the High One, and it's a poem from 13th century Iceland and considered an important source for Old Norse philosophy. Now, I'm not sharing this stanza because I want you to go out and kill someone for their land, but like most ancient wisdom, there's a lesson to be learned from the teachings. It's easy for us to look at the past and write it all off as primitive, but I think if anything, our ancestors had things more figured out than we do. They were not detached from nature or constantly dealing with distractions like we are. They were better able to ground themselves in the present and observe their external and internal world. That's why we are able to read things like Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, the Havamal, and other ancient texts to help us in our modern lives, because humans have been dealing with a lot of the same shit for thousands and thousands of years. And luckily, we have these resources available to us in our modern times. An important realization that I came to a long time ago is that the best way to have success in my own life is to model the success of others. And one reoccurring theme is to wake up early and start stacking victories. This is so important because how you start your day sets the momentum. We are filled with the energy to conquer when we wake up and start getting after it. Then there are the days when we stay in bed, press the snooze button, and drag ass the first few hours. The contrast between these two is night and day, and we are fully aware of which one is good for us and which one isn't. One option moves us in the direction of our ideal future, and the other keeps us stuck in the same place. So if we know that it's best to get up and start dominating the day, then why do we continue to fall back into old patterns that do not serve us? The short and easy answer is comfort. The human mind is programmed in a way where we seek out comfort and avoid, or at least try to avoid, discomfort. And if it's not a life or death situation, then the natural tendency is to take the easy route. And in this case, the easy route is to stay in the warm and comfortable bed as long as possible. But I want you to ask yourself, how much easier is it really making your life? If you choose comfort, the rest of your day will most likely be chaotic and you'll be mentally fucked because of it. When the other option is getting up a little bit earlier and having a morning routine that sets you up for success, which is what we're going to tackle today. I'm going to go over my own morning rituals and share some tips that will help you build your own. Now, before we dive into it, I don't want you to just copy what I do. We have different lives and goals. You need to experiment and find what works best for you. But developing a solid routine for when you wake up will be the deciding factor in whether you have a triumphant life where you conquer each and every day or one of mediocrity and stagnation. Realizing this can be a powerful force to catapult you out of bed and work towards creating the life that you want for yourself. And the best way to start developing this routine for yourself is the night before. I always write down what I'm going to do the next day right before I go to bed. This helps clear my mind and it allows me to wake up with intention because I have a plan of attack. I use the Norse planner for this, but a piece of paper works as well. And because I plan out my day the night before, I don't have to wander around aimlessly the first hour of the day trying to get my shit together. I already know from the time my feet hit the floor what needs to get done. So I wake up at 4:45 and try to stay consistent with this time as much as possible. Constantly changing your wake-up time messes with your circadian rhythm, and it makes getting up each morning even more difficult. Before the past 100 years or so, everyone woke up at the same time naturally because of the sun. Now we live faster-paced lives and have to use bullshit devices like alarm clocks, but either way, you need to make the time you wake up consistent. And please do not check your phone or social media first thing in the morning. The mornings are for getting tunnel vision on your main objectives, and checking your phone just distracts you and depletes you of dopamine. I would honestly recommend just not checking it as long as possible. So after I get out of bed, I immediately chug 30 ounces of water with salt. This alone can be an absolute game changer for most people. And the reason for that is because you just went 6 to 8 hours without consuming any fluids. You're dehydrated and you need to start replenishing fluids as quickly as possible so the body and mind can start performing at its best. The salt is important because most of our water is completely stripped of vital minerals, which stops our body from absorbing it. Adding just a pinch of salt is the best way to make sure that the body is actually utilizing the water instead of it just going straight through you. Just make sure that you're using a good quality salt like Himalayan or sea salt. I also recommend getting a filtered water pitcher to get rid of all the chemicals and the other bullshit that is usually found in tap water. So after I chug my water, I make a glass of Glorious Morning because it's loaded with ingredients that set the body and mind up for success. I drink this instead of coffee first thing because coffee dehydrates you even more and it can affect cortisol production if you drink it too early. This is why most people experience the dreaded afternoon crash. They wake up and immediately go for the pot of coffee, and this does more harm than good. I mean, yeah, sure. You get that quick jump start, but it's not worth feeling like death a few hours later. And I'm not saying avoid coffee altogether, but there is a time and a place for it. You might as well utilize it properly and get the best results from it. Your body is made in a way that wakes you up a lot more effectively than anything else. You just have to follow the routine that nature intended for us, which is to wake up and get some light in your eyes. The most powerful way to do this is with sunlight. But if you're waking up early like me, then you can buy a Happy Lamp off Amazon. It's not going to beat natural light, but it's the second best option. Just spend 15 to 30 minutes getting some light and you won't be as dependent on caffeine first thing. It's also beneficial to get the body moving during this time. Go for a walk, do some yoga, push-ups, or better yet, do all three. I know that some of you are going to hear yoga and immediately be opposed to the idea, but in all reality, it's just stretching while focusing on your breath. Once again, you haven't moved in 6 to 8 hours and your body is stiff as a damn board. I've been doing a yoga flow called Sun Salutations for the past couple of years, and it's made a huge difference in my recovery and workouts and just makes me feel good. It gets the heart pumping, it increases your body temperature quickly, which are both things that signal to the body that you are awake. You can find some guided tutorials on YouTube to help you get the hang of it if you're interested in giving it a shot. The next thing I do is 20 minutes of meditation. This is crucial for me because it helps me get my mind right for the day. It allows me to focus my thoughts and visualize how I want to show up in the world. Meditation is like working out for the mind. You don't have to do meditation, and I know that's not for everyone, but I've never heard anyone say that their life got worse after meditating. In fact, it's always the complete opposite. But if you don't want to meditate, another great option is some sort of breath work. I like the Wim Hof method because it's simple and effective. You take 30 deep breaths, and on the 30th breath, exhale all the air out of your system and hold that for as long as possible. Then, when you need to breathe, take another breath in and hold that as long as possible. Repeat that for 3 rounds, which takes roughly 10 minutes, and you'll notice a huge difference. There are some guided tutorials for this on YouTube as well, but you don't necessarily need it. And after I do some sort of meditation or breath work, I will set a timer for 20 minutes and read. I personally don't like reading anything fiction, especially first thing in the morning, because I would rather fill my mind with something that is moving me towards my goals. What you choose to read is going to be based on who you want to become and what you want to accomplish. But a few overall well-rounded books that will help you become a better person are Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, The Way of Men by Jack Donovan, Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield, Mindset by Carol Dweck, and The Art of Focus by Dan Coe. If you have to choose either reading or meditation, I would go with reading. Reading allows us to tap into the consciousness of people who have already figured out the solution to something that we are struggling to understand. This will skyrocket your personal growth more than anything else. And like I said earlier, the easiest way to find success in any endeavor is to model someone who has already done it. Books allow us to do this, and we need to take full advantage of the fact that we live in the age of information. There is absolutely zero excuse for lacking knowledge of anything because of the abundance of resources that we have available nowadays. That's pretty much it as far as my morning routine goes. Wake up at the same time every day, don't press the damn snooze button, stay off your phone, chug some water, get some light in your eyes, move your body, and feed your mind. In total, this will take you roughly 1 hour and will set you up for absolute success. It will also put you ahead of 99% of people because they would rather stay in bed and make the rest of their day and life more difficult. But Let's say that you're pressed on time and you only have like 30 minutes. You can just combine these things together. An example would be going on a 20-minute walk while listening to an audiobook. You just kill two birds with one stone in half the time. There's also the option to wake up early and hit the gym. You can listen to something educational on your drive and start your day with a massive win by working out. Outside of stacking victories first thing, I love waking up early before anyone else because it's quiet. The rest of my day is balls to the wall and I have to deal with all kinds of different people. And this allows me to have time for myself, which I think is absolutely crucial for everyone. Now, some people hate being with themselves because they haven't dealt with their own shit yet, which is more of a reason to do all of this. Lean into the discomfort so you can grow and become the ideal version of yourself. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Implementing a new routine isn't going to be easy right out of the gate. You have years and years of programming, of doing things a certain way, and it isn't just going to change overnight. But just like any program, it can be rewritten and improved. And you do this through the process of habit formation and building self-discipline. If you need help with that, you can download my free tactical guide for building better habits and discipline at norsementality.com. I also make clothing, fitness accessories, and supplements to help you dominate each and every day. You can check that out at norsefitness.co and use the code podcast15 to save 15% on your first order. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.